Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching options for today, the 2nd of July. Looks like we have a 9-game main slate. Plenty of money to be won today. Kind of a pretty steep drop off from the top range pitching. My first few looks this morning were not very impressed with the overall pitching options, but maybe we can find something as we dig in more. Starting out at the top, Spencer Strider, the obvious -210 favorite, massive K upside as we, always expect. Struck out 13 against Miami in the first meeting. ERA numbers, which we don't really care all that much about, are kind of high for Strider. But the Ks are what we want. Kind of got back on the roll the last two starts after a couple starts being a bit off. I mean, there isn't much to say about Strider at this point, other than the fact that 12.8K is aggressive. But if we can find some right stacks to go with him, I'm certainly totally fine with Spencer Strider in the spot against a weak hitting Miami squad. I'm gonna look quick at the weather. I didn't get a chance to look. No real PPD risk. There are some in-game delay risk. Highest in Cincinnati, a little bit in Pittsburgh as well. Winds blowing out in St. Louis. A little bit of rain, nothing too much to worry about. So I was kind of looking at that quick just for Gerrit Cole. Hasn't, I don't know, just hasn't been a traditional Cole season. Strikeouts are down on the road, but his home runs allowed are better. Walk rate is better as well. He is, I would assume he's the favorite, -120 favorite. He's perfectly fine, but I think if I'm going to spend, five figures on a pitcher, I'm probably just going to go to Strider. But, Cole is certainly capable of 30 plus. He only has a couple 30 plus starts on the season, but I think he's a fine option. I actually believe I'd probably prefer Gausman because of his K upside. He was lit up by Boston, so that is a worry. But he also is pitching at home where he's been far more dominant. The Boston get start did go or happen at Fenway. I'm just a huge Gausman fan. I think he just has the best or one of the best strikeout rates in the American League. Obviously Strider in the National League is as elite as they come. But Gausman is going to be very interesting to me. A -195 favorite. Game total of just 8. Implies a pretty low run total for the Red Sox, which is just a piece of the puzzle. It's not something to live or die by, but it gives you a good idea of what to look into. So Gausman ahead of Cole for me. A little bit behind Strider because Strider's matchup is somewhat better. But $1,800 is a pretty big price drop off from Strider to Gausman when I think their ceiling performances are very similar. So I think I would lean Gausman just overall, but yeah, both those guys are going to be right at the top. Abbott has thrown extremely well at the major league level. Did give up 3 solo home runs to Colorado, but did strike out 10. Struck out 8 last game, so his Ks have been really up quite a bit. What I worry about in this ballpark, Cincinnati, is these extreme fly balls the last couple starts. At some point there's going to be some more home runs. Obviously he gave up the 3 in the one game to Colorado, but none in the other 4 starts. At some point there's going to be some home runs hit if he's going to live up that much. I don't see a line yet. I think San Diego is still technically trying to decide on a starter. Yu Darvish could make the start, but I don't know. I like the San Diego top half of the lineup roughly against left-handed pitching. So add that in with this ballpark. Not really sure Abbott's going to make my pool, but he might. Just based off the upside that he's shown recently, I'm at least interested. We know that the San Diego lineup, while having a bunch of big names in it, can go cold, and randomly go cold. So maybe he's kind of going to fall into that maybe tier. And maybe we just need to see the San Diego lineup. Because obviously Sunday day games tend to see some guys randomly get resting or get rests. So yeah, we'll kind of play the wait and see game there. Wait and see game with Darvish. I guess he hasn't been throwing the ball that well recently. Obviously coming off an illness, and he hasn't thrown in 11 days. So it is interesting. He has not been great on the road. Small ballpark, dangerous Cincinnati offense, which is weird to say. I'm probably going to have to go with the fade if he gets announced as the starter. At this point, I'm guessing if he's not starting, it'd be a bullpen game, but we'll kind of wait for the official announcement there. Tony Gonsolin, a -205 favorite, but the game total is sitting at 10. Nearly 90 degrees in Kansas City. Great hitting weather overall, but man, I don't really think Kansas City's a dangerous offense, but Gonsolin's been kind of rough in three out of his last four starts. Now, around that, against the White Sox, he was dominant. I mean, he's been great on the road, obviously just five starts, but I think he's going to make my pool, but I don't feel great about using Tony Gonsolin. Ranger Suarez is definitely making my player pool. Obviously, just a massive fan of Suarez and his upside. Hasn't been great at home. Was solid against Washington, despite giving up a bunch of hits. He's been ridiculous. One run or fewer in five straight, two or fewer in six straight. K's have been up there, steady, throwing over 100 pitches. Just looks locked in. So I'm going to ride that. No problem going to him. Let's see what the Vegas line is. -250 favorite, so it tells you quite a bit. Jordan Montgomery taking on his former team, but he's been pretty rough at home, so I do have some worries there. But he's been decent of late. The Yankees overall lineup is, questionable, but I just don't know if I can go to Montgomery. That's one I'll have to dig in more and update everybody. He is a minus one, or the Yankees are a -120 favorite, like I mentioned with Cole. So the game does have a total of just eight, which is kind of lower for the recent games. Wind is blowing out to right, so it is a great hitting environment, but just not sure what to do with Montgomery. Not sure if he has the upside we want. Obviously, Suarez, for being just 200 more, is by far the better play, in my opinion. In this Cubs-Cleveland game, we do have wind blowing in from center, just at 9 miles an hour, but it is still wind blowing straight in. Savali, not really somebody I enjoy using. I don't think I'm going to get there again. Maybe he can replace Jordan Montgomery, as my last guy in my pitcher pool. But generally, he doesn't have a ton of K upside. This game against San Diego, where he struck out 7 3 2/3, is kind of crazy for a guy that just doesn't strike many people out. The Cubs aren't an overly dangerous offense, but like I mentioned, Savali's just not all that great of a pitcher for me, for DFS purposes, I guess. Now it makes me wonder. They changed the start time to this game, so I don't know if this is going to be on this slate for points or not. We're going to have to get a clarification because it looks like it changed to 4:05 Central Time, which is a little shocking. But Cleveland is a -120 favorite, so maybe there's some Savali action. I just don't know if I can do it. Alcantara coming off of his strong performance. But I can't, I mean, reigning Cy Young winner, yes, but I mean, taking on Atlanta. So I just don't think I can do it. I mean, yeah, after what they did to Yuri Perez yesterday, I don't think there's a reason for us to try to get cute and play Alcantara. I would rather try to get cute and play Andrew Heaney, which is super rare. If you've been watching or reading my content this season, I am not a Heaney fan. But I think he matches up decently well. He did shut down Houston earlier this year. Hasn't been great at home. Coming off a really rough performance against the Tigers of all teams. But I think at 7,200, there's enough upside. You know, he has the ability to get a 33-point game, which I don't see happening again this season. But a 20 to 25 DK point game could be enough to be SP2 on this slate, based on the pitching that we're, you know, kind of looking at and digging into. A couple other names on my short list here to consider. I may go back to Rich Hill against the Brewers. You know that I love taking left-handed pitching against the Brewers. Hill struggled with walks in the last time against them. Only gave up three hits, five strikeouts in five innings, but those six walks were ridiculous. Hasn't been as great at home. Has had a few rough starts in a row. So trends are not the best for Rich Hill in this spot. It is a coin flip right now with a nine total. I'm going to have to include Rich Hill in my pool, but you know, I'm going to have to dig in a little bit more on his recent numbers to get an idea if I want just a 10 to 15% share or if I want to be aggressive and go 25 to 30%. Just because I love obviously picking on Milwaukee with left-handed pitching. Conrad has had some pretty decent starts coming off a really solid start. Shut down a really tough Baltimore squad in early June. I think I have to consider him, but the Pirates' bats have kind of woken up a little bit. So, man, it's really tough. I think as it sits right now, I'd rather play Ray than Rich Hill, which is saying quite a bit. But like I said, I kind of have to dig in. I don't think both of those guys are going to make my pool. I'm just going to take a stand on one or the other. Once I see lineups and then kind of go from there. The other name that I am considering will be Jameson Taillon. Overall season numbers are atrocious. No strong recent trends other than some strikeouts. Was decent against Pittsburgh, quality start wise, just home runs have been an issue. Like I mentioned though, the wind is blowing in slightly. He's a slight underdog, and we don't know if this game is going to count on this slate with the start time change, but Cleveland has very little power top to bottom in the lineup. So if he's able to eliminate the home runs in this spot, maybe he has some upside. You know, the last time he was able to eliminate home runs, he put up 19 DK points against San Diego. So there could be some upside, I don't know, but at 5,200, I think I'm willing to look into it. So there we have it. There's kind of a look at pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off your monthly membership. Or I do believe you can use Summer 50 for 50% off your first month. So as always, best of luck, everybody.